Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching digital distractions and reclaiming your life. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, checking notifications, or just staring at that glowing screen? Yeah, me too. And trust me, I get it. Phones are amazing, they're practically pocket-sized supercomputers. But let's be real, sometimes our phones become more of a burden than a blessing. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial. Recognizing the signs that you might have a screen addiction. It's not about demonizing your phone, it's about understanding how it affects you and taking control. Let me lay down some grand rules before we get started. There's no shame in needing to tune up our relationship with screens. This isn't about judging anyone, it's about awareness and empowerment. We're all in this together, trying to navigate the digital world without losing ourselves in it. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that might just be a wake-up call for you. Number 1. Do you find yourself constantly reaching for your phone, even when you're not actively using it? You know that feeling, right? Like an itch you can't scratch unless you check those notifications. Even if there's nothing important, the anticipation itself is enough to pull you in. Number 2. Were you sacrificing real-life experiences for screen time? Think about it, that amazing sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, or even just enjoying a good book. Are these things getting pushed aside because of your phone? Real life is happening all around us, and sometimes our screens can become the only thing we see. Number 3. Ever feel anxious or irritable when you're away from your phone? That's a big red flag. It could be FOMO, fear of missing out, a sense of being disconnected, or even just the habit of having constant stimulation. Your phone shouldn't be the source of your comfort. Real connection and peace come from within. Number 4. Are you neglecting your responsibilities because you're glued to your phone? Think about work deadlines, chores, or even just spending quality time with family and friends. We all have things we need to get done, but excessive screen time can easily derail our best intentions. It's like that slippery slope where one scroll turns into an hour-long rabbit hole. And lastly, number 5. Are you hiding your phone use from others? If you're constantly justifying your screen time or feeling ashamed of how much you're using it, there might be a deeper issue at play. Honesty with ourselves and those around us is crucial for healthy relationships, both with technology and with people. Think about this. Imagine sitting in a beautiful park, surrounded by the sounds of nature, the warmth of the sun on your skin. Now imagine that same scene, but you're glued to your phone, missing out on all of it. That's what screen addiction can do. It blinds us to the beauty and richness of real life. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a super talented graphic designer who I met at a workshop recently. She was brilliant, creative, and passionate about her work. But there was this underlying tension about her phone use. She'd constantly be checking it during conversations, even during our breakout sessions. It was clear she wasn't fully present. After we chatted, Sarah admitted that she felt like she was missing out if she wasn't online and glued to her notifications. She realized that while her phone helped her connect with clients, it was also stealing time from meaningful interactions and hindering her ability to focus on her creative projects. She started setting boundaries, designating specific times for checking emails and social media, and focusing on being fully present during conversations. The result? Sarah felt more connected, less stress, and her work soared. So what can you do about it? Well, first off, acknowledge the problem. Just like with any addiction, the first step is recognizing that there's an issue. Then start setting boundaries. Turn off those unnecessary notifications, put your phone away during meals, and designate phone-free time for activities you enjoy. Remember, you're in control. Remember, taking back control of your digital life is a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to seek support if you need it. Until next time, keep scrolling with intention and remember your life is waiting beyond the screen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.